Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen here, and joining me, as he always does, is upstate psychologist and researcher Dr. Rich O'Neill for this week's Checkup from the Neck Up.
Good morning, Linda.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Now, you're going to tell us about some scary watershed research on sugar in our diet and diabetes.
Yeah, Linda, rates of diabetes have doubled over the past 30 years.
Wow.
So now, 1 in 10 people worldwide have diabetes. So this groundbreaking study shows that excess sugar consumption causes diabetes even in people who are not overweight or obese.
Wow, that's really ground shaking.
It really is. And these researchers, what they did was they linked sugar consumption in 175 countries over 10 years to the development of diabetes. They found that when sugar consumption went up, diabetes went up. If sugar consumption went up more, diabetes went up more. And if sugar consumption went down, diabetes went down. And they controlled for most of the, or almost all, I think, or the other factors known to cause diabetes, like obesity. And they found sugar causes diabetes independent of these other risk factors.
Well, how big of an increase did you need to make this difference?
They found
in sugar.
Yeah. The increase in a population of the sugar in one can of soda a day increased the rate of diabetes by 1.1%. And more sugar, more diabetes. So, amazing.
You know, that reminds me of, isn't that there's a Coke commercial that talks about
sugar?
Yeah. What is that?
It's open happiness, they say. That's their new tagline. It actually should be open diabetes, open obesity, open heart disease. Sugar is toxic.
Well, why is that, though?
It causes metabolic syndrome. Basically, it messes up how your body's metabolism work. And diabetes and obesity are both signs of metabolic syndrome.
But can we believe these findings? You know, one of the things about research, this kind of research, especially about food, is every other day you're hearing, drink caffeine, don't drink caffeine, drink wine, don't drink wine.
Absolutely.
Eat sugar, don't eat
sugar. This research has been puts together research that has been pointing in this direction for many years. There have been many experimental studies, many other correlational studies like this one, but this one is so broad and has those factors of showing it goes up more, goes down when you take the sugar out, and controlled for all these other factors. So this is like the moment in the 60s when people said, cigarette smoking causes lung cancer. This is a watershed moment, and it's going to change how we deal with sugar in this country. In fact, if I may, the Center for Science in the Public Interest and a whole bunch of other health organizations have come together and petitioned the FDA to set limits on how much excess sugar should be in foods and diets.
So that reminds me of what's been in the news of late and this whole thing about Mayor Bloomberg trying to limit the amount of large sugary drinks that people can consume in New York City.
Yes. He, you know,
he's
obviously
got the right idea.
He has absolutely got the right idea. He's on the cutting edge. And hopefully the FDA is going to take charge of that from here on in.
So just knowing about this kind of a study,
yeah,
I mean, what do you do, how, and what should you do in terms of changing the way you eat?
Well, obviously, we got to get sugar out of our diet and out of our kids' diets. But let's talk about how psychologists think about this. There are five stages of change when we're about to change something important in our diet, a habit like this. The five stages are called pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. Okay? So now, if before you'd ever heard about this link between sugar consumption and diabetes, you were in pre-contemplation. You'd never thought about it. You never heard about it. So now you've heard about it. Now you're in the contemplation stage. Now your brain can start to think, well, what are the costs and benefits here? You can start to evaluate the costs and benefits of changing. Now, it's hard to give up sugar because from an evolutionary perspective, we're primed to love the taste of sugar. So we're going to have some good reasons to change. If you want to really boost your contemplation stage efforts here, you can go read the original article, which is totally compelling, and talk to your doctor, talk to other people. Start to think it over and see, is the benefit of getting diabetes or getting obese or getting heart disease worth the cost of, or the benefit of having some sugar in my diet, some extra sugar?
Not to mention rotten teeth.
Not to mention rotten teeth. Yeah, yes. If and when the balance tips, Linda, from I'm thinking about it to thinking, yeah, I want to change, then you're in the preparation stage. This is when you develop your strategy for changing your behavior. You know, we eat about 150 pounds of added sugar a year, an average American. Okay? So it's most of it, or a lot of it, comes from soda and beer and wine and
that are non-nutritional,
drink.
Basically.
Non-nutritional. They have no good stuff in them, just sugar, and causes all sorts of problems. But it's also hidden in all sorts of foods, all sorts of processed foods. Basically, things your grandmother never served. You think those are the processed foods in your life. They are everywhere. Like the commercial for Prego spaghetti sauce says, tomato sauce, you know, says, it's in there. It is in there. In fact, Prego has a huge amount of sugar in it. That's how they cornered the market on spaghetti sauce. They put a lot of sugar, more than anybody had ever put in there.
Wow.
So how do you, once you know that and you start to think, I'm going to change, what you might want to do is start to read the labels on those processed foods you eat. You might want to get rid of them entirely if you can really make a major change. But read the labels and see which ones have less sugar. Which ones are the, you know, more primary foods? Which tomato sauce has mostly tomatoes and doesn't have a lot of added sugar in it? And then switch your buying habits.
You know, but a lot of people get so attached to a particular product and they say, you know, I can't live without my blank, whatever it is.
Yeah. You know, your brain develops a craving for things, and your neurons start to say, yeah, I absolutely have to have that. But the fact is, you can change that in just a few weeks. Your brain will develop new neuronal pathways in just a few weeks, so you'll have the craving, you will feel deprived, but it's not going to kill you, and in 4 or 5 or 6 weeks, you'll be saying, oh, look at that. I no longer really am dying for that sugar tonight.
So the bottom line is you want to get the sugary stuff out of the house.
Yes, bottom line. Make it easy for yourself and your family. Get it out of the house, but also have other things that you can eat readily available. So, for instance, what I've been doing is I really love cut fruit, because that's sugar that's good for you. It's linked to the good nutritional elements in the fruit. It's healthy as all get out for you. So have that available, or something else. Ripe fruit is the original sugar. So if you have it around, it's terrific for you.
So the idea is to make it easy.
Yeah, make it easy for yourself.
Because if you don't make it easy, unlikely to succeed.
Right. Yeah. Make it easy for yourself. Have things you really like to eat instead of sugar. Get the sugar out of your house. If you need to, go to diet soda for a while. The best is to go to water and milk eventually. You know.
Well, I don't want to leave out the kids. So how do you help with your kids' diet?
Well, you control their diet. You know, so whatever you buy is in the house. So they beg you. You just got to get ready to say no. I'm sorry. And here's why. Tell them why. Because they don't want to get sick. You know. And just tell them.
Even more active and go to your PTA and get the vending machines to
out of
offer.
The schools. Yeah, get them to change what they offer in the schools. The PTA is going to want to change this when they finally understand. People understand. If you let them know about this, bring this study to them, they're going to want to change.
Thanks, Rich. Once again, great info, and I hope folks can take this to heart and make those changes and avoid diabetes.
Me too.